we want to just turn to one verse of Scripture tonight. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. And I want to just kind of continue a thought that we had this morning when we were talking about the shepherd, and we were talking about the sheep, and we were talking about relationship and how important it is to have that relationship with the Lord. And so everything is built upon a relationship. And of course, it begins with knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and then it continues following Him. Following Him. And when we follow Him, we can trust Him. We know that He wants what's best for us. And so I want to continue that thought just with this subject, and that is this. He careth for you. He careth for you. And so we want to read one verse, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. The Bible says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And so we could end tonight and say we've been blessed. Hearing the music, hearing the songs, hearing the messages in the songs, and reading a verse such as this, knowing that He cares for you. So let's pray tonight. Father, thank You for our time together. We thank You for loving us. We thank You for this opportunity, Lord, that we have, that we can come and worship You. Help us, Lord, to continue to zero in on You, to think about You, to meditate on You, for us to understand You. And I know that it's hard. It's hard, Lord. You know our hearts. It's hard to understand why so many things are happening in people's lives. But, Lord, we know based upon what the Word of God says that You care for us. Help us to see that care. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It seems that in the course of life, there are many, many people that struggle. We struggle in various ways. We struggle in various situations. We struggle with dealing with sickness. We struggle with dealing with life changes. We struggle with seeing the things around us change. And so there's a lot of struggles. There's a lot of situations. And as I mentioned this morning, there's just simply a lot of things that we don't understand. We don't understand why certain things happen the way they do. But we also know tonight that He knows the big picture, and that is the Lord. He knows why, He knows when, He knows how, He knows every situation. And there's a lot of things that is beyond our control. Now, we know tonight that sometimes things happen based upon things that we do. In other words, maybe some bad decisions, maybe the bad course of life, and sometimes we kind of reap what we sow, if you will. But there's also some things in life that we just simply can't control. We have no control over certain things, and we see individuals and we see people hurting. You know, some of the hardest things in ministry, and of course you as church members, you understand this too, but it's seeing someone that you care about hurt. It's seeing someone that you care about going through life struggles. And there's a lot of diseases, and there's a lot of health issues that cause people to struggle in many ways. And when you see those individuals, you hurt for them. And you wish, in some aspects, you wish you had the power to fix them, but we don't. So what we can do is we can pray. We can encourage, we can support, we can lift up, and we can turn them over to the Lord. But sometimes when we hurt and when we struggle, just like many of you tonight and those that are watching, I'm sure that there's some things going on in your life that you're struggling with. Maybe some unspoken things, maybe some things that that you're dealing with. And you're hurting. And sometimes there might be a question that comes to your mind. Does Jesus care? Does He care? Well, based upon what the Bible tells us, that He does care. And we see that in this verse. The Bible says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And there's a hymn or a song that was written many years ago, and I'm not going to attempt to quote it or even sing it, but you probably know the words, or at least some of the words, and that is this: no one ever cared for me like Jesus. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. Well, I just want to share with you just a few thoughts tonight. Things that we can relate to, many of us, things that we can relate to, and things that that we can find in the Word of God, in just as a testimony of the fact that the Lord does care. And the first thing I want to make mention is this: He cares as a father. He cares as a father. You know, in the right situation — I can't say this for every situation, because homes are different, and there's sometimes that fathers don't care. Maybe you went through that, maybe not. But there are individuals that fathers will abandon their children and so on. But in the right situation and in the right context, I believe a true father cares for his children. Cares for his children. And so there's a verse in the Bible that tells us in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, verse 32, the Bible says, "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not freely give us all things?" Now, as I was growing up, there were things that I desired. There were things, and I would go to my father, and my father would, in many cases, he wouldn't allow me those things, or he would say to work for him. And his most famous quote, when I was asking for something — there was a — I had started hunting in my teenage years, and I had a car, and I wanted a pickup truck, and I saw one on the side of the road that was for sale, and I had gone to look at it, and I thought, okay, this is what I want. This is what I want. So I went to him and asked, could he help me buy it? And I had a little money, and there needed to be a little put with it. And so he would say something like this: "Have you prayed about it?" And so 8 out of 10 times when he asked me, had I prayed about it, I knew that I wasn't going to get it. But you know, he raised a good point, and there's many things that we need to pray about before we actually do it. And so he was teaching me a lesson, but I would consider that as a father caring for his children and providing. And to me, that would be what we consider a tough love. A tough love. A tough love could be categorized as correction. A tough love could be categorized as teaching, with the objection, or with the object of lesson, is us learning. Learning. And I think that's, you know, I don't ever think in life, no matter how young or how old we are, I think that we should always be teachable. And I don't think we should ever think that we know everything. Because when you come to that conclusion that you know everything, there's going to be a realization one day that you really know nothing. And so as we learn, and as the Lord provides that tough love, then sometimes we have to be corrected, no matter how young or how old we are. And I'll be the first to tell you, when I was growing up, I didn't like to be corrected. Matter of fact, sometimes when I was corrected, I had this anger come, and I would get mad. When I got corrected, I would get mad, especially when my dad said, "You shouldn't do that." And especially when you're in your teenage years, because that's when my father passed away, when I was 19. So that's all I can really relate to. But I suspect if he was living today, he would still try to correct me, because he cared for me. He didn't want me to make the same mistakes that he made. Now, the Lord doesn't make mistakes, but he understands mistakes. And he understands when we make the wrong decisions, then we need to be corrected. We need to be helped. We need to be instructed. We need that guidance. And that's called that tough love. And so he cares for us through a tough love. He also cares for us through a tender love. Tender. That's a special love. tender. Now, my family was not one to, some people do and some people don't, and there's not a right and there's not a wrong, but my family wasn't the type that when you left, you know, when you went away from each other or you went away, there's a lot of people that will hug and there's a lot of people say, well, I love you. Well, I don't know and I don't remember. It wasn't very often, but I don't remember my dad ever saying, I love you. I remember the last time that I physically saw him, and I was going to go out one night, and I told my mother and father that I would be back about 10:30 that night, and I remember looking at him, and I said, I'll see you later. And I remember him looking at me, and he had a different look about him, and I remember seeing him, and I remember him, and I remember even thinking to this day as I look back in my mind about that moment, and I could tell that he loved me. Now, words are words, feelings are feelings, but if you know the individual, you know whether you're loved. And so I knew without a doubt that my father loved me. There's no doubt. Well, the Bible is clear, and the Bible is full of example of example of example of how much the Lord loves us. And the primary example is this. When Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins and he took our place because we had no hope, that proves to us that he loves us. And so we have a tough love, but then we have a tender love. Tender love was when me and my dad would go out fishing on weekends when we lived down east. We would go out fishing on weekends. And we would leave on Friday after he got off work, and we would drive to Emerald Isle, and we would fish, and we would fish all night, and we would fish most of the next day, and then we'd drive home Saturday night, and so we spent the time together, and we were bonding together, and some of the best times, believe it or not, some of the best times that I had with him was sitting around our poles when we were surf fishing. Sitting around our poles, and I was eating a cold can of spaghetti, SpaghettiOs or spaghetti, and he was eating Beanie Weenies. But there was a time that we were bonding. That was that tender love. I could feel his presence. I could feel him, and he was trying to teach me different things about fishing, but that was a tender love. So a father has a tough love. A father has a tender love. And then a father, and I experienced this, a father has a merciful love. Now you think about how the Lord loves you tonight, and you think of that mercy that he's shown us. You think of that mercy that he's shown us. So many times, not getting what we deserve. So many times in my life, my father could have been a lot harder on me than he was. But the most important thing, now, I didn't believe it at the time, but I believe it now. But the most important thing was this. He wanted to teach me how to be. He wanted to teach me how to act. He wanted to teach me how to carry myself. And that old saying that you've heard before when you were getting ready to get a correction with a belt, and even still today, when I'm wearing a belt and I'm getting ready to get changed, and even still today when I pull my belt out of my belt loops, every once in a while it'll pop, and I remember because when my dad pulled his belt out, it would go pop 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 pop, and I knew exactly what was going to happen. I knew exactly. But there were many times in my life that it probably should have been pulled out, but it wasn't. And he was showing mercy. Tonight, we can experience the mercy of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord. You know, every one of us tonight, no matter how good we might think we are or how bad we might think we are, every one of us tonight deserves hell. But I'm glad that when he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. I'm glad tonight that when he sees me, he doesn't see all the wrongs, but he sees Jesus Christ and the fact that He took our place. You see, that's a merciful love. That's a merciful love. But I would go on tonight, and that is this. I can't say anything about the Father without saying something about a mother. A mother. He cares like a mother cares. Well, how does a mother care? The mother cares with affection. A mother cares with affection. You see, a mother is very affectionate. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15, the Bible says, "Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget thee." A mother cares for her children. One of the scariest things a person can encounter is a mother when her child gets hurt, because she cares. You know, a mother cares unconditionally. A mother cares. I know that I have a sister that, my mother's in heaven now, but I have a sister, for whatever reason, she abandoned our family. And I've not seen my sister in about 34 years. And for whatever reason, nobody really knows the whole story, but for whatever reason, my sister decided to abandon, the family. And so when you're brothers and sisters, you know, you can kind of get over that. But my mother never got over it. My mother would continue to send cards to my sister, and birthday cards and holiday cards. And some of the most hurtful moments was when the card came back, returned to sender. They never opened it. My mother never stopped caring for my sister. Never stopped caring. Because a mother, a true mother, never forgets her child. A true mother never gives up on her child. My mother continued and continued and continued, but she never gave up on her. A mother supports her child. A mother supports her child. Look at how much the Lord has helped us and supported us and encouraged us. We can find it in the Word of God. We can find it in the Scripture, just how much He does care. Just how much He does care. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. You see, He cares almost as a gardener would care for the plants in the garden. I'd like to call that attentively. He's very attentive to our needs. He's very attentive to what we need. What you need tonight, and I mentioned it this morning, but what you need tonight might be something different than what I need. But you see, He knows what we need, and He knows what we're in need of. He watches us night and day. When we go home and here just a little while and we lay our heads down and we sleep, do you realize that He's watching us? He's taking care of us. He's watching over us. Many times He pulls away the bad. There's many times that maybe you were in an accident, or maybe you were faced with something, and you know beyond a shadow of doubt He took care of you. You know, a gardener pulls away the weeds. A gardener fertilizes. A gardener protects. You know, a lot of times when we begin to start having our first frost, they'll tell us when it's going to frost, and a lot of times people will cover their plants to try to protect them. Well, how many times is there a hedge about His children protecting us? Looking for the beauty before it blooms. That's what a gardener does. And then lastly tonight, He cares. And Brother Ward used to say this in some of his messages, and I thought about it. And he used to talk about that we're all doing something, and we're all doing it together, and you don't even know what we're doing. And that is, we're blinking our eyes, our eyelids. Now watch, everybody's blinking right now, aren't you? I saw Brother Larry. His eyes just started doing this. But were everyone doing that? And do you realize that the eyelid protects the eyes? And it's instantly. That's how He protects us. An eyelid cleans the eyes. An eyelid gets the trash out. An eyelid keeps an eye moist. An eyelid protects the eyes, because if there's an object coming towards your eye, then the first thing you do is you close your eyes. And God does the same thing. He takes the trash out. He keeps our heart moist. He protects us. And He does these things and we don't even know it. He does these things and we don't even realize just how much that He cares for us. One last thing, and that is this. The Bible says to cast all your care upon Him. And that's our challenge tonight, is if there's a need or if there's something in your life that you're struggling with, our challenge tonight is just to simply cast it. Cast it on Him, because He cares for us. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank You for our time together. We thank You for the messages in song. We thank You for Your Word. And Lord, how simple it is in many cases. We just take it at its word that You do care for us, that You love us. And how You give us example after example after example, just how much You do care. Father, if there's someone that has a need tonight, Lord, I pray that they'll come and talk to You, and that they'll cast their care upon You, because You truly care for us. We ask Your blessings on this invitation, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What number do you have for us?
270.